On the other hand, if there's somebody who wants to take this on, and it's not a job like this is not a reward. You will never, it is thankless, because you're just going to make a bunch of enemies. Because, you know, but if you put something like this together and you start finding out what your resources are, a lot of the shape of the actual project begins to appear. I don't believe in developing projects in a top-down way, particularly in community radio. I think we do it from a, you know, we get a nut of an idea. Here somehow we want communication from all over the country in a way we could present it. And there are a couple of interesting things about it. Social media, big change. I don't know anything about it. Egberto does. But a lot of what Kim's referring to, I think, comes out of the actual finding out what you've got to work with and, you know, what kind of thing, what kind of stuff is possible. Reports of that become proposals. I really want to avoid the idea of somehow somebody's a boss, you know, and he's going to be a gatekeeper, and we got to have a lot of structure about that, and everybody's got to have something to say. That's one way to absolutely have the project die. Ultimately, you're going to have one person, probably, maybe a couple, who are organizing this, and out of that process comes the shape of the project. So the doing is actually what makes it happen. Not the talking about it. So the issue here is finding, you know, who wants to take that on, who feels they can.
That's absolutely right, Otis.
Okay, you're that. So that was, okay, go ahead, sorry.
No problem. Go ahead, Ursa.
Well, I'd like to make a suggestion that since this is a committee of the board, that I think that something that would be of great value and of use to everybody is if this committee did create some sort of questionnaire. And, you know, there's so many good ideas here that have been put in this, a meeting like this to, you know, to address some of the ideas and find out what actually exists already in the network. And just so that we get an image of what we really have to work with for starters. And I think that would be a really great first step just to get an understanding of what's happening now, because I think we'll discover resources and we'll also, you know, lend morale to people who are all, I mean, everybody in the network is suffering from terribly low morale by now because, they feel completely unseen by the board, and this would be a great antidote to that. And so that's a recommendation I would make as a first step for the committee. Also, just two other quick things. One is that, you know, I agree in what you were saying, Egberto, and I just kind of want to remind everybody here that in many ways, this idea of working together as a network is a concept that for the majority of the people in the networks, which is really non-Pacifica stations, that concept has been real since 2005. I mean, you know, when AudioPort was created, it completely reconfigured how everybody in the network related. And people have been collaborating for almost 20 years now on exactly that concept, that it's a network that is contributing content all the time to AudioPort. And so that concept does exist among the affiliates already. And is, you know, is a very powerful template because it's an incredibly cooperative, culture that is developed around that. And the last thing I want to say is kind of, you know, a next step for that. That's, I mean, we're in the process of building a podcast host with the idea that when this thing, you know, can start to really be used, that it would be a destination for community grassroots podcasts that's really curated and branded as such. And so I think, that's when that is able to go live, that will be another option for us to develop programming. Because, right now we're approached by an average of 3 or 4 podcasters a week to put their content in AudioPort. So we're already receiving tons of content from podcasters. And if we create a podcast host, or when we do, then that will just create another step in this process that we're all talking about. The only reason it's not happening right now is for lack of money. We can't afford a few things that we need to finish the website. But I'm just saying, you know, that's another platform that we'll be able to offer to this whole process of bringing everybody together.
Wonderful, Ursa. Thank you. Now, Kim, your hand is still up. I think that you're finished, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'll put it down.
Okay. Go ahead, Ali. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear Ursula's announcement about AudioPort becoming a podcast host. What I wanted to announce is that at KPFK, what I've done over the last 3 weeks, and this goes along with what Jim Dingman was saying a little earlier, is I've sent out announcements to all the programmers that have podcasts that we host, or actually Otis hosts them, all of our podcasts. And I have submitted and entered over 80 different shows to Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, to make sure that all of these shows are now reaching new audiences through these other platforms and portals. And, you know, once we figure out how we can monetize podcasts, or maybe get donations through podcasts, hopefully these shows have built up their podcast subscriber base. And once AudioPort is able to host them, we'd be glad to move the local sources to AudioPort. But this is something I think every station should be doing with their podcast, is getting them just not on their own podcast page, but onto these other portals like iHeart, Spotify, and all these other aggregators, so that people will find our programming that have never heard of Pacifica or KPFK or whatever station. So I encourage those that are in touch with their own tech people to look into. It's not hard to submit shows and get them on these aggregators, but you have to go through the process and put the podcast feed in and give a description and an image and so forth, so that it'll come up in people's searches. So that's another thing I think we should all be looking to encourage. As we've heard here, we have to really think away from terrestrial radio as our only output source. That's all.
Okay, thanks for that. You wanted to respond quickly, Ursa, but you're muted.
Just to be clear, Ali, thank you. But we're using the Otis's software for AudioPort, but actually the podcast website is going to be called Pacificaster, and you can see it. If you go to pacificaster.org, you can see it.
Oh, that's great.
So it'll be a separate website because it's apples and oranges. And, you know, feel free to look at it if you want. It's in development right now. Our problem is we can't afford a lawyer, so we can't afford to make the contract that we need to go live with this thing. So as soon as we can find, if anybody knows any grants for this, please tell me, because we really need to finish it. And the other thing, I just want to make a cautionary note. I know that, you know, you ran into this. And by the way, Pacificaster will, you know, link to the big libraries like, you know, Google Play and all those. So it won't be a dead end for people. It'll be, and also if they have podcasts on other locations with other hosts, they can auto-fill our website. So, you know, people will have options. But just a cautionary note, which I think is something you ran into, Ali, right? Which is that when you link shows from your station to the big libraries, make sure that the host knows, because, you know, what can happen is, what happened there is that all of a sudden shows that, you know, didn't belong to KPFK showed up as KPFK. So it's just a cautionary note if people are going to do that.
Yeah, that's why I said I sent out a request and asking which shows wanted to be included.
Yeah.
There are several that declined because they don't have the right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Ursula. So go ahead, Jim.
Well, Ali, that's a great idea, and that, of course, I've been arguing about for like 20 years now. Could you make that a motion that we could agree upon? I think we'd have no disagreement about this, that be something that the foundation do as soon as possible with all the shows, try to integrate them into all these different aggregators. Just as you could come up with some wording that would, just so we could get that passed today, because it's a no-brainer for the foundation to do, and I think it would actually benefit everybody in general. Now, the other thing about this is that it raises something that happened a couple of years ago in New York at Columbia Journalism School when I was there, where Christopher Lydon was there. Christopher Lydon did one of the best PRA shows. Even some people in JUC agree with that. And he is widely considered the person where the term podcasting began. He was walking across the MIT campus and they came up with the term back in the 90s. So what I'm thinking is that one of the things I suggested to him is, you know, again, this gets into the training issue. Because when you train for podcasting, essentially you're training for highly skilled radio production. That's what a podcast, when it's well done, essentially is. So I was thinking I would call up Christopher Lydon, who is still cranking it out for PRI. He actually volunteered in the past to let his show be played on Pacifica. Nobody took him up on it. But I would call him up and say, look, you know, Christopher, I talked to you a couple of years ago. Remember the conversation? I'd say, look, we're doing stuff now. We'd like you to come and help us. And so I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that for sure. I'm going to take advantage of this and do this and reach out to him because he's a pretty good guy, friendly to Pacifica, and very flexible. And again, he liked the idea of having in a radio station the ability to train any kid off the street to learn how to do podcasting. And you're right about that. You train these kids, they go off, and they don't come back. But you know what? That's the name of the game. You never know if some kid walking through the door is going to be some grand genius in terms of audio production. It's worth, I think, taking that risk with everybody coming in. That's the name of the game. And I think if we are willing to do that and are set up to do that, it'll help us a lot.
Thanks, Jim. So, all right, Bruce, go ahead.
Yep. Okay. So first I want to back up Ali, what he said about working with college students. Because we have a number of college radio stations here, but on Long Island, there are two, Nassau Community College, which believe it or not is better than the university, and then Hofstra University, which is WHUR. And both of them have student-run news desks, student shows, the usual music shows that a college station does. And they have the same problem. You know, by the time the kids get to be a junior or senior and they know what they're doing, then they graduate and you got to start all over to the freshman. And then you've got the year-to-year rotation. So, you know, it really is a battle to try and keep current with the, you know, with the incoming freshman or whatever. The second thing is, are we going to spend the whole meeting on news? But don't answer that question. The third question is, you know, I don't want to be a wet blanket here, but I think we're all talking about baking a cake and, well, honey, you've already got three on the shelf. So why are you making a new one? And, you know, this is going to be kind of labor intensive and energy intensive. And what I'm thinking is, you know, if you go out to, Audioport and you go and you look what's already in the can and ready to air, from the affiliates, like news from Butte, Montana, or Bismarck, North Dakota, or whatever. I mean, Ursula's got a ton of stuff. You can call the show, you know, news from places you've never heard of in the U.S. or something like that. I mean, I think our energy at this point, limited as it is, needs to be concentrated on outreach and PR and programming in the sense that it's going to grow the listenership. And this is going to be a lot of work and maybe not so many listeners. That's it, I'm done. Again, I don't mean to be a wet blanket. I think it's a wonderful idea. But I'm just wondering if, you know, we should say, okay, fine, any six people who want to run with it, go. But as a network priority, we need to grow the listenership, like, within the next 2 months kind of thing. That's it, I'm done.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. We are spending the whole program tonight, or the meeting tonight, on the first item, which is to explore a news network, or news whatever issues. But go ahead, Ali. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a motion. But before I make the motion, I did also want to mention that the Cal State LA Community News Hour also satisfies part of KPFK's obligation for providing education and internship, and it is included in our current EEOC annual report. So it is serving several purposes. I don't know the name of the person that goes by the initials of BG who made the baking a cake analogy, but I want to thank him for being a breath of reality in this meeting. It's nice to have pie in the sky ideas, but we really have to assess what we have to work with, and that we need to keep Pacifica and the stations alive, or we won't have anywhere to do any of the things that we're planning. Here's my motion. I move that all Pacifica shows that have self-produced podcasts begin the process of submitting them to all public aggregators such as iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, etc. Can I get a second on that motion?
I second that.
Oh, thank you. So, is there any opposition to it?
I just have a question.
Go ahead.
Is Pacificaster sort of the same as Buzzsprout, or one of these services that basically dishes out the podcast to all the iTunes and iHeart?
I don't know what Buzzsprout is. Pacificaster is going to be a host. We'll be a host, but we will also, you know, provide an RSS feed for the large libraries, so people that put their shows in the website can choose to also have it go to the large libraries. Does that answer your question?
Well, actually, and it might be something that Ali wants to look at. I mean, Buzzsprout, and there are a couple of other ones, I think, is a service that basically, you know, you give it the podcast that you want, and it does the grunt work of dishing it out to iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher, and all that. And the KPRN uses it, you know, nationally as a network. We might want to investigate subscribing to that at whatever level, and it may just a lot less work than trying to do 80 podcast yourself. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Thanks, Bruce. So, I'm going to, did you change the wording some, Ali? No. Move that Pacifica programs that have self-produced podcasts. Who did that one? Is that you, Ali?
Actually, hold on a second. I'm going to take Buzzsprout out because Buzzsprout is different than an aggregator.
Okay. So would you read your motion again while you're looking at that, please?
Yeah. Here's the final motion. I just put it in the chat. Move that Pacifica programs that have self-produced podcasts begin the process of submitting them to all public aggregators such as iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, etc.
Excellent. So, is there any opposition to this? Seeing no opposition.
I'm not a member, but I would like to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
You might want to think about. One of my concerns about putting podcasts out to the world is what are the responsibilities for shows that are produced at Pacifica stations is to help support the Pacifica station. And so that kind of suggests that maybe of those shows you want to have some mention that this show came from a Pacifica station which is listener-sponsored. Just a thought.
No, that absolutely makes sense. So we definitely want to promote Pacifica in this way. So,
Well, I wonder how Ali
responds.
Ali's really been working on this, so I really wonder what Ali's response is.
Okay, go ahead, Ali. Go ahead.
So, yes, absolutely, of course. The idea is to get these shows out there and start building up a subscriber base, so that when we figure out how we can really monetize podcasting, they already have some listeners. What I've done in the case of all the shows I submitted is each show is named KPFK dash whatever the show is. So if you go to Spotify podcast and you type in KPFK, all of these shows, they're going to come in the search results, start with KPFK and then the name of the show. what I would encourage all the shows to do is to tag the beginning or the end of their show saying, this free podcast is brought to you by the listener supporters of KPFA. If you'd like to support Free Speech Radio, go to kpfa.org and make a donation. And so then the show would start.
Should that be a part of the motion?
I don't know. I mean, I wrote this motion at the encouragement of Jim Dingaman. I mean, if someone wants to make an amendment, that they should have a header or tailor attached, but then it starts to get more complicated. I mean, that's why the simplest idea I did was putting KPFK at the beginning of all the show titles. And a lot of the shows use the KPFK logo as the logo for their podcast. So.
Let's hear what other people have to say about that then, Ali. We might want to.
I have some real concerns about it. I think there's a lot of legal issues and financial issues that it would be really good to sort out first before I don't know, you know, and like, you know, very, you know, like very quickly what happened to KPFK was exactly the problem was that, you know, shows went out that belonged to other people under the KPFK name. And it caused a lot of problems. You know, there was some real upset, you know, people were upset. And, you know, and then you have your podcasters consider themselves on some level independent producers because they're making a podcast. And then the issue of monetization comes up. And without clear, I mean, this is why we're waiting too, because we need a lawyer to help us sort out what the legal boundaries are of, you know, ownership of this kind of content and the monetization. And I'm not opposed, Jim and Ali to what you're saying, but I'm saying to put a motion to ask everybody to do it right now. I think there are issues involved with branding, with money, with, you know, use of music, all sorts of things that need to be clarified before telling people to go out there and do this. I don't know. I think there's real issues to address.
Oh, thank you, Ursula. Okay. So go ahead, Jim.
Well, those are fair points. Although of course this kind of discussion, procedures should have been discussed 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago.
This is true.
And yes, I see that Ali put in the question about music programming, which of course is the DCMA. And yes, the motion just says begin the process. Absolutely. And so all those issues you raise about the headers, very important. But you know, we're just trying to kick something off and then we can, you know, clean it up as we go along. We can't do music programming, unfortunately. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. But I'm just saying, you know, all of us are at the national board level are very concerned about the stability of the whole operation, whether the whole damn thing's going to fall apart next week, 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, 8 weeks from now. So, you know, what we're trying to do is get things in motion that can, if you put them all together, can start to creep that little ship from sinking. And this is one thing I think that we could do right today and we can work it out. You know, we can just like, let's put it out there and then let's work it out. Let's develop it. We'll, you know, try to get it more together. But, you know, I don't think we should wait. And all the things, of course, Ursula, these legal issues are very important to clarify, but I just think that we just should, you know, get our act in gear here and then we will take all those things in consideration as we proceed and work them out. You know, obviously it's just obvious. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim. Go ahead, Otis.
No, I really don't have anything else to say. I think one of the dividing lines, again, you're distributing stuff, so you're in a whole copyright world. You're actually distributing with a podcast. That's why we can't do music, because we don't have the rights. So you have to, as Ursula said, you really have to be careful, and she's probably going into this as deeply as anybody, because of the Pacificaster. You can't really put out somebody's syndicated show, you know, as though it were your own. You have to be careful. And I agree with Jim that we have to move ahead, but we don't want to move ahead in a way that could, you know, sort of backfire. it would be great to get a reading somehow on what podcasts would be okay to disseminate the way Ali's doing it, because some stuff has come up about that. So that, well, what are the, you know, what are the considerations that we need to look at so that we could proceed and do what is best for Pacifica without getting in trouble? I don't know.
Hold on, we're going to go on to, hold on a sec, Jim. We've got other folks here, so no, thanks so much, Otis. Go ahead, Kim. You're muted. Okay.
Yeah, no, it takes me a minute to get to get there. What I was going to say was mostly covered by what Ursula said, and, you know, I'm a kind of compliance wonk, and perhaps you could add a caveat on the end of this motion, providing that all legal issues have been, you know, settled or something like that. I mean, this is a motion like to, I think it should be a motion to enter a conversation, not make it definitive, perhaps.
Okay. Enter a conversation about the issues presented, about the concept.
The legal and compliance and looking forward to like possible advertising and what happens if people on their podcast are pushing their programming over to their website instead of us. And, you know, what are our parameters for Pacifica? What do we need to protect us and help us grow. A lot of people are doing podcasts because they want to push over, you know, they want to raise money for themselves.
Oh, okay.
And we got plug all over KPFK, you know, too. So, this is a problem that really, you know, is bigger than just this conversation.
Okay. Thanks.
All right,
Bruce, go ahead.
I'm actually going to suggest that we scrap the motion and we encourage Ali to go ahead with what he's doing as a test bed or the first prototype of a race car, which is running around the track without side panels or headlamps or anything, because I think it's a fantastic idea. And this would be an ideal way to get all these issues straightened out. Do we add an intro and outro? Do we put KBFK in the front of it? Do we encourage the show producers to on the podcast to say, okay, you're hearing the podcast. If you want to call in for the live show, it's next Wednesday every Wednesday at 10:30. I mean, I think it's an ideal opportunity to let Ali work on the second and third versions of the race car. And then when we've got these issues straightened out, then we can go and say, okay, here's a framework for the other stations to do it. Otherwise, you know, just throwing up a motion like this, they're all going to go in six different directions. I mean, I think it's a fantastic idea, and I think we should encourage them to continue to work on the race car, but without a motion. It's a pilot program. It's the first version, second version. Just keep going. We don't need headlamps. We don't need side panels to the car. It's a test model. That's it. I'm done.
All right, Ali, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, the motion just says begin the process of submitting them. So that could include looking into legal issues. Secondly, we are already podcasting all of the shows we're talking about. This isn't some unique special podcast only version that we're offering to hosts where they might be able to do plugging a product or something like that. This is stuff that's already airing, that we're already podcasting, that we're trying to grow an audience for. Finally, another point of this is if shows can grow a big enough of a podcast audience, if they need to be moved off the air to try a different program, there might not be any problem because they might have a bigger podcast audience than their terrestrial audience. In fact, we've had a couple of shows leave the airwaves because they have a very big podcast following. We have one show, IMRU, which is a LGBT show that has said to us now their podcast audience is much bigger and much more responsive than their on-air audience. So this motion is just saying start the process. It's not saying you have to do it. It's saying start thinking about it. These aren't unique programs. They're programs that are already airing, and we're already podcasting them on our own servers. We're just putting them in other portals so other people can find them. If you guys don't like the motion, vote it down. I only made the motion because Jim thought it might be an idea to give the other stations a nudge to look into this. That's it.
Thanks, Ellie. I do need to say to everyone, as you probably know, one of the reasons that community radio is struggling because there are so many other platforms out there now. And I personally think that joining those platforms is a good idea, but also to educate the public more about Pacifica Radio and community radio just generally. But all right. So go ahead, Jim.
Well, you know, look, I've worked in commercial television.
Heather?
Yes.
This is James.
Yes.
I don't know if you're watching the hands that are up on the...
No, I see you there. I've got you next.
Okay, since my hand has been up, I think Jim has spoken already.
He has, that's true. Why don't you go ahead, Jim? Staggerton, go ahead.
Let him go ahead. I just wanted to be sure you were watching.
No, I'm aware. I've got you right there.
Thank you.
All right, Jim.
All right, I know there's other people who've worked in commercial media. I have. And I've worked in commercial media where we had to deal with rights issues. So, these issues are easily handled. They should not be looked on as roadblocks. I would argue we go ahead with this motion and move on it. We can clean up all the other stuff later because we're not talking about, there's a time element here. I don't want to sit here. This is not 4 years ago. This is not 8 years ago. This is not 12 years ago. And we actually should have been thinking about these things. This is now. And so the legal issues are pretty clear to those of us who have background in this. They're not insurmountable. They should not be viewed as roadblocks to move forward on this. Everybody's going to be conscious of cleaning up these issues, and we just have to get this done now. And so I would urge that this motion be passed. I think it was unanimous anyway among those of us on the committee. And we just go ahead with it. It can be handled with lawyers as we develop it. Yes, there's all these imponderables. We're not talking about music podcasting. That's a whole other kettle of fish. But we just should get things going now. And this should have been, as I said, it should have been done 15 to 16 years ago, but it wasn't. So we're not talking about doing it now. And I just think we should move ahead. And, you know, we can deal with the legal stuff later. I'm probably one of the few people on this call who've been in meetings with lawyers about this for years and listened to them talk about this. So, we can, avoid any legal problems. We just have to be smart. Fair use still exists. And, most of these public affairs shows are not sitting there playing, A Hard Day's Night on Cut or something like that. Where they could get into problems with with ASCAP or BMI, so I just say let's move ahead and start getting this stuff in gear now, not later. Now,
okay, thank you. I just wanted to mention, Egberto, can you say something in this motion about when they're submitting their programs elsewhere that they mentioned that they are part of the Pacifica network? I think we already mentioned that to a degree, right?
Yeah, I mean, I use, as an example, all my podcasts go to anchor.fm, which disperse them throughout the, you know, to all the other platforms. And the shows that I do on Pacifica, it comes out and it says, coming from the studios of KPFT 90.1 FM. For the ones that I do, daily on my show, it doesn't say that. So, I mean, I'm already doing what, Ali has, put out there. So, I mean, I like the idea. I mean,
thank you.
One of the,
Egberto, let me go to Jim Sagerton. He's been on here for a while. We'll come
okay,
back.
Sorry.
To
okay.
No, that's good. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Thanks. And I didn't mean to step ahead of the other people. So about the contract for podcasting, we've got Melody Virtue, who is our FCC attorney, who replaced John Kriegler, who retired, who was our former FCC attorney, working on that. But, of course, then the license renewals came up, and we were distracted by that and had to pay for that. And then we were further distracted by a petition to deny WBAI's license, and that has cost us additional money and distracted us from the podcast contract. So we're getting distracted from it by these continuing costs. And when we talk about raising money and having a budget for a news program and, you know, possibly hiring somebody as a point person, we have to remember that right now we're having trouble making payroll at several of our stations. We've got $600,000 in immediately due payables. We don't have money to do new things, which is, you know, going to be the death of us eventually. But so if we could think about possibly doing some independent fundraising, or maybe the people who want to run this could try and raise some money amongst themselves or amongst, you know, in their circles, that might be very helpful. I also want to comment on the nature of the contract that we're working up for podcasters. It's very, in my opinion, it's very liberal. It basically gives the podcasters the full right to do whatever they want to do with the podcast, but as long as it's under the Pacifica, the auspices of Pacifica, Pacifica would also have the full right to do whatever they want to do with the podcast. But that's a recognition of the reality that's been mentioned in some of these comments, that podcasters are out there with tens of thousands of subscribers, and we're offering them airtime, which maybe they can get a couple or few hundred more listeners, but it's not that significant to them overall. We also have some legacy sort of producers who perhaps haven't transitioned into podcasting on their own. One example is Leonard Lopate at WBAI, who is he was on WBAI many years ago. He went to NYC for a while. Now he's back. He's got a podcast a few months ago. He hit his millionth download on his podcast. And he has given us the full rights to his podcast. So I would say one place where we could start with this project would be to find people like him who are either already have or are willing to give the full rights to Pacifica for their podcasts and start there and, you know, do what we need to do running around the track without headlights or side panels, whatever else we need to do in that regard, with those things that we already have. And the other thing would be to, I think, perhaps run a survey, do a little outreach campaign to our producers and see who else might be willing to join that group that would be willing to give their podcast rights to Pacifica, with the understanding that Pacifica would help them to market them and, you know, develop them, and see if we can increase that number.
All right, Jim, thanks. So what does that mean as far as what we're doing with this motion?
I might put something in it about, you know, let's do that. Let's do what was described in the motion with the podcast that Pacifica already owns.
I try to
broaden that number by reaching out to other producers.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Jim Dingman.
Well, you know, the whole purpose of the podcasting is, first of all, there's been this glib assumption by many Pacifica producers that if they create a podcast of their show, and since I'm one of the people who knows a lot about what actually is the amount of people listening to shows, I always laugh at that because some of these shows don't have, you know, 300 or 400 people. Now, maybe if they have a visibility through podcasting, that's where the issue of podcasting may indeed help them, because it'll make their content visible to other people who normally are not listening to Pacifica. And so that would be a reason to move ahead on this right now, because first of all, we're not talking about something that's going to be instantly done anyway, but we got to get the wheels churning on this. And, you know, the legal aspects of this are pretty clear. You know, I've had to deal with the networks. I used to have to deal with ABC and CBS News when I was doing a show for Free Speech TV to get permissions. And I would go meet with their news directors, their news departments, and we use their segments. And it was their use was up to, you know, a couple of minutes. Everybody doing these public affairs shows in the network know these kind of things. They can certainly be refreshed in their memory about what is fair use in the podcast world. But it should not be a reason to stop a process like this going on from this meeting. We can certainly discover get people in all the local markets who are attached to law schools. We could probably even go to the Electronic Frontier Foundation and ask them to give briefs. I mean, there's all these people who would be willing to help us. But I don't think it should stop us from moving forward and getting this motion passed today and get the wheels underway, because it's only to our advantage to have the possibility of shows that basically have nobody listening to them at all. Somebody, oh my God, I didn't know this kind of show was there. That's the possibility of the podcast world. But I just think we should not hesitate. We should move forward rapidly.
All right. So thanks for that, Jim. So my question is, there were some questions brought up about some of the legal issues here. Have we addressed that? I mean, is this going to be problematic for us to pass this motion? Are we going to get sued by anyone?
No, we're not. Because we're gonna be able to clarify these legal issues as we go forward. This is not gonna be implemented right away, we know that.
But we will be stating on the podcast that this comes from a Pacifica station, right? And we're gonna say that, right? Somewhere in the podcast. Correct?
I would.
Ali, isn't that correct?
It's not in the motion.
Yeah,
can we put that in the motion?
Can you read the motion again, please?
I would not, because then that would mean that all of the shows that I'm already podcasting would have to go back and start inserting an intro.
Well, you know, we could say in subsequent shows.
Can I take back everything I said?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just pass the motion.
Ali
pointed out was this is a beginning. This is saying this is a principle that we're establishing. You know, I don't think it's worth killing. And, you know, that's my opinion.
Thank you, Otis.
This is great. This is Grace. I think we should just go to a vote, Heather.
Oh, Grace. I was wondering where you were. I see your phone number there. Okay.
I've been listening. I'm here.
So who again seconded this motion?
I did.
No seconds are needed in committee.
Oh, they're not. Well, that's interesting. All right. So is there any opposition to this motion? All right. Seeing no opposition, the motion passes. So thank you, Ali, and thanks, everyone. So this is a move forward. I'm really excited about this, I need to say. So in that this motion is passed in the programming committee, where do we go from here then? What do we do with this?
We send it.
Have you recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think where you're going with this is probably to the PNB, but yeah. I asked to be recognized to ask you to copy that to Arthur, because Arthur's been involved in the discussions on the contract for podcasts. So pass this, you know, shoot this over to him and let him take a quick look at it too.
Okay, that'd be great.
I'll email that to you, Heather.
Oh, thank you, Ali. I appreciate that. All right, everyone. I think we might have finished the program or the programming committee meeting. Have we finished it? I think so.
Another quick Heather, question, Heather?
Yeah, I have something to say, Heather. This is Kim.
Okay.
Go ahead, James.
Well, I just wanted to ask Heather, I mean, normally what you do is you pass a motion in committee and then it's either something that only stays within the committee because it's committee business, or you pass it on to the PNB. So I presume that's what you would be doing then, carrying this motion.
You pass it on to the PNB, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. But I'll send it first to Arthur.
Good idea.
Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, this is one of the things that sort of like is unique to Pacifica or something. I mean, there are these little, and it's been brought up earlier, but they're little different sort of people doing the same thing. And this one doesn't know that one. I mean, at some point, you know, maybe Ali and Ursula and Otis and, you know, a year ago, Berthold was doing, he had some podcasting idea. y'all need to get out on one page about this, instead of having a lot of different people. And then here is Ursula wanting a lawyer for her contracts, and we already have Melody, working on something. So this, it would be nice if you don't need a motion, but for everyone to sort of work together on this stuff. That's it.
Okay, thanks.
James, for a quick response.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to second what Kim said and say that, you know, one possible thing you could do is try to bring some of those people to this committee. I see today you've got Otis, you've got Ursula. I mean, this is significant. You know, maybe, you know, bring in Bertel, who's been working on this. You know, try to bring in Arthur, who's been working on it with Melody. Bring in the people who are doing it and see if, like Kim says, see if we can focus it all.
This is Grace. Can I make
a
short statement?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with all this. I'd also like to really thank Ali and Ursula for the hard work that they do. And I'd also like to make a motion that's appropriate to all of this, and that is I'd like to move that we add 3 more hours to the 24-hour day for these people. We have to be...
So moved.
We have to be...
I'll second that.
We have to be... we have to be cognizant of the stress and strain that our staff are under because we're so understaffed. And if we can take up the slack and refrain from giving people extra work that's not necessarily as productive as the work that they're already doing. So that's all I wanted to say. But one other comment, and that is that I've been listening on and off to Leonard Lopez show, and I think it's really excellent. And I hope it'll be picked up by other stations, and especially since it's very, very, besides really, it's different. It's high class, and it's also extremely high production values, which sometimes we don't have at the other stations. Really, really good sound, very professional. So, and I think it's just a really good show. And I know, having spoken to Bertold and Leonard, that not recently, but fairly recently, that they are more than willing to share that show and to do any logistics entailed with that. Just wanted to add that.
Oh, thanks so much, Grace.
That's all.
So,
that's all. Aren't we going to vote on my extra 3 hours a day?
By acclamation.
You can have it as long as the hours are 45 minutes.
All right.
As long as they don't go into making PNB meetings 3 hours longer.
Well, I want you to know Ursula works an additional 6 hours, actually, so in one day.
All right, Madam Chair.
Yes.
All right, I wanted to move the agenda to the last item. It looks like we're going to probably have, you know, I don't know what we're coming out of this meeting with in terms of the news programming stuff, in terms of concrete, who's going to implement what or when. And maybe someone can address what they think we've done so far on that one. I don't think we've gotten to the point that someone is assigned to do this X, Y, Z. Because I don't think we have all the players here today. Am I right in that? We're going to need another meeting to get that nailed down?
Yes, I think in another meeting, actually, right, is what I'm thinking. Because we've already met for a little over 2 hours now. So I think we're going to adjourn, I'm sure.
No, I don't want to adjourn. I wanted to bring that fourth item on the agenda up.
All right, well, go ahead, Jim. I don't know how people's schedules are, but,
Well, again, the whole question is that, the reason.
I have to.
Alright, you can, don't worry, Ali. The issue is to, organize similar national gatherings with people from the network and the affiliates to examine these parts of the programming grids. And the reason I broke them down this way was music, I felt, was an easier way to get a whole bunch of music producers together and have them brainstorm with us as to what the best practices are in terms of music, since in certain stations, in Texas and in Washington, we have some very successful music programs. And I think that would be useful to have other... Pardon me? Anyway, we have other... it'd be important to get other music producers together to sort of see what we could get from that experience. Then the public affairs. Public affairs shows in all the different program and stations, I don't know, we haven't gotten the information from KPFA yet, but they have uneven responses. Many public affairs shows don't have many people listening at all. So the question to bring all those folks together would be to say, okay, what can we do better? What's good and bad, and what can we learn from this? Because we got to have some impact right now in the grids. The training sound art issue, that's a no-brainer. We have to really get that started throughout the whole network. Great, Dad. So those, to me, would be separate subjects of topics to have a... And I look on the music and public affairs issue and the training issue and the Spanish language issue and the arts issue, but particularly the first four, as they could have an immediate impact on how we're actually operating. Because we all know the problems with the audience. We all know the problems the audience is related to the amount of money we bring in. So that, I think, would be something useful for us to try to explore in the immediate future.
All right. That's great, Jim. Thank you for that. So actually we'll talk about this at the next meeting, right? Go into more detail about it?
I would like the green light to just go ahead and start to deal with the music issue now. I would take the responsibility to send out the notices, set up a date to explore the music issue as a separate item. And I think we probably need another meeting to deal with the news issue. And then I think we should try to really focus in at that meeting on getting stuff implemented at that meeting.
Sounds great. So what about the music then? What did you want to do exactly?
Well, I wanted to bring in music producers throughout the network together. The same.
Oh, I see. Oh, that'd be great. Wonderful.
And have them say what they're doing is great, what they're not doing is great, what can we do to improve their performance, what can we learn from each other?
Okay, great. All right. So you're going to move forward on that, right?
I'm going to move forward on that. I just want to see if there's any opposition or any other. I don't want to have a big, huge debate right now about it, but
I support it.
Is everybody cool with that?
I think it's great. Thanks. Wonderful.
Okay, good. All right, so I'll move forward on that.
Okay, let me ask everyone before we adjourn, when do we want to hold the next meeting? Ideas from people, please. And is 5 o'clock, the reason we did 5 o'clock on Saturday was because that was the time that Rachel Barr, she was having problems getting on earlier. But anyway, go ahead, Grace, you want to say something?
No, this is Ursula. I'm sorry, I was muted, but I wanted to respond to Jim. You know, Jim, I wrote to you this individually too. I mean, this is really a place where you could really work together with the staff to, you know, support what we're doing and have us support what you want to do. You know, because as I wrote to you individually, we hold weekly roundtable meetings with affiliates to do exactly what you're describing, to have discussions about different things. And, you know, I think it would be confusing to people at affiliate stations to have another group come and say, this is another type of meeting we're going to have. So I'm just asking you to consider working together with us instead of starting something completely new, because there is a venue for this, and you know, it's set up and it would add value to what we're doing, and we could put, you know, our staff time behind it as well.
What do you think, Jim?
What are you talking about, Ursula? Because this is specific to the issues of the stations in the network right now. That's what I'm talking about. You guys doing something?
Well, you talked about getting together to discuss this with affiliates.
Well, I want to bring affiliates into the conversation as well, but because I'm sure we could learn a lot from the affiliates in terms of what music shows work well with the affiliates. But I'm talking more about focusing on the five stations right now. That's to me the main problem, how to prevent them from going off into oblivion. We can do both things. Okay.
I mean, James Fustak.
Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
It sounds like what Ursula is saying is that the affiliates are already having this conversation. So why don't you at least go over there and see what's going on?
Yeah. And I agree, and I will, but I'm also saying that this has to be specific to the network right now, because what I'm talking about with the music programs is to have an impact on fundraising in the next 2 months or month. That is, what can we do within the next month or two within the network itself to improve the effectiveness of the music programs in terms of their relationship with their audiences locally?
I would ask Ursula, is there any reason that the affiliates can't be the vehicle for that network-wide discussion since you're already doing it, or would that distract from what you're doing?
Well, it sounds like, Jim, you want to do something that's specific to the Pacifica station, so I hear that. I mean, okay. I just got involved because you said you wanted to discuss it with affiliates. So, you know, and Pacifica stations are always invited to the roundtables. They just don't come. Well, I hear what you're saying. You're saying you want to make this specific to the Pacifica stations, and that's fine. That's fine. I don't want to interfere with that.
There's a middle ground here. My objective is just simply to, maybe we could try something. How often do you have these meetings with these folks?
They're weekly.
All right. Well, we could certainly coordinate one. Again, what I wanted to do is bring the music people in because I figure that's the easiest way to get a bang for the buck since, these shows do pretty well in Washington and in Houston. And I wanted to sort of bring other people in from, you know, we may or may not get anybody from Berkeley, but certainly from Los Angeles, from New York, and have them all together. And then I'm sure they could, you know, get a lot of great insights from the folks. So sure, we could do it together. That sounds cool. Let's see what happens.
All right, everyone. Ursula, you wanted to say something else?
No, that's fine. You know, okay. Either way is fine.
So when do we hold the next meeting, everyone? A couple of weeks from now? Next week? And should it be on Saturdays? And if so, what time on Saturday? So ideas from people, please.
Well, unfortunately, I think we have to do these things with a lot of energy and urgency. So unfortunately, I'd hate to have to do it next week, but I'm just thinking about all the types of financial pressures we're under.
Exactly.
And,
I agree.
I'd rather do it 2 months from now, but unfortunately we don't have that luxury. So yeah, I would think we have to do it next week, frankly. I hate to say that, but you know, I have better things on a Saturday to do sometimes than to get aggravated about this stuff. But unfortunately that's our responsibility. I have to deal with it.
So what time?
Well,
where's all the response for people? I mean, do you mind doing this at 5 o'clock again?
I'm excited by thinking about a meeting next week.
Ideas from, right, Jim, hold on. Anybody else with ideas on this? Again, the reason we did this was because of Rachel Barr, right? Because that's when she could come. But I don't know. I know she's not here today, but so.
No, this worked for me today. I don't know.
It does? Okay.
Yeah, it did. It worked fine.
Can we do that again, everyone?
Ready to adjourn. Pardon?
Yeah, we could have a doodle poll right now if that's cool.
All right. Well, right now we'll plan a meeting next week, next Saturday at 5 o'clock. That's what we'll plan. All right. So I want to apologize, everyone, for the confusion at the beginning this time. I had all of these emails from the last meeting and it just got kind of dispersed here, so I apologize for that. But all right, everybody, I want to thank you for all your comments and your great work. So we'll see you next week. Okay? Is that all right?
Thank you, Heather.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ursula. So glad you were here. All right.
Thank you.
Everybody, thank you.